Hi everyone, it's Joe, Rob and Jodie here. Say hello people. Jodie, say hello. It's July, this is our last audio move, so July 31st, and there is an activity trail in Tynmouth which goes along the coastal path and is 10 points. So we're going to follow the activity trail and read each one of the points because they're all points of interest. So Jodie is going to read number...
Because we're all sad.
Yeah, because we're saddos, yeah. So Jodie's going to read number one.
The lighthouse was built in 1845. It has never had a keeper, but still acts as an important light to guide ships into the harbour. West Tynmouth developed a port with salt production and finishing, and East Tynmouth developed as a seaside resort in 1750.
Is that it? Okay, we'll see you at point number two. Go. Number two.
The skate park was developed in 2010. It was originally an old model railway and then later a paddling pool.
That it?
Yep.
Oh, okay. See you at number three. Okay, number three.
The War Memorial was unveiled in January 1921. More than 2,000 people attended the ceremony.
That it?
Yep.
Well, that was brief, wasn't it?
The next one is 213 metres away.
Okay, number four, we're off to there.
Wait.
Number four.
The pier was constructed in 1865 by J.W. Wilson.
J.W.
Wilson. The cost of the 245-metre structure was £8,000.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, number five.
In the late 19th century, the promenade was laid out with ornamental beds and seating.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're near the promenade, evidently. Well, we're on it, aren't we? Right, we're at number six, and because we're not taking as long as we thought, the measurements seem to be wrong, because it says that this is 400 metres from the last point, and it definitely isn't. It's about what, two? So on that basis, we think they wrongly measured the pier when they measured it, because they say it's 245 metres, and we've just walked along the pier, and it doesn't appear to be as long as they're saying it is, so we're going to double check that later. Anyway, Jodie, number six? Do you have to speak up? Speak up, number six.
Both of the parish churches were rebuilt in the 1820s to accommodate the increasing number of residents.
That it?
Yeah.
What's this parish church called? What's this one called?
I don't know, it doesn't say.
Oops, St Michael's, and what's the other one called? St Patrick's is the Catholic one.
Yeah, not
sure
it's St Michael's.
Yeah, I think it is.
St Michael's, yeah,
okay. Oh, right, okay. Okay, so we're off to number seven, which he says he's 600 and what metres away, Jodie?
632.
632, but it isn't. But anyway. Okay, number seven. Where are you, Jodie?
Here.
Okay, number seven.
Corinthian Sailing Club was formed in 1886, with the first clubhouse being built in 1891.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's about Tynmouth Sailing Club.
Another deliberate mistake, Tynmouth Corinthian Sailing Club on the plaque.
Yeah.
I can see Tynmouth Corinthian Yacht Club, I can see the sign.
Oh, so it's a yacht club?
Overlooking the plaque.
Right, so they've called it Sailing Club on here, and it's actually a yacht club.
One is supposedly 772 metres away.
Yeah, but I can see the next one as well.
Yeah, this was never 632 metres from the last one, was it?
I think it's millimetres.
Yeah, I think it might be inches. Centimetres.
No, inches doesn't begin with M.
Oh, true.
That would be minches. And then you're going down the Tim Minchin route. So you'd end up doing a silly song about it.
Yeah, that's true. Right, we'll see you at number eight. Okay, is Jodie number eight? Can you speak up?
The church rocks wreck is just 200 yards from the seawall. It was discovered by chance in 1975.
Didn't I say who by?
No.
Oh, right. Well, we know it was
forgot his name.
It was a young... It was a young...
He's about 14. Lad, honestly.
Just say... What's it? Right, hang on. Okay, so go on, what does it say?
170 metres offshore from the seawall lies an important shipwreck. It was an armed trading vessel dating from the late 16th century, being designated under the Protection of Wrecks Act 1973. In 1975, the first of six bronze cannons were found by Simon Burton, a local 13-year-old, while snorkelling. It was a Saker bearing the initials of the Venetian gunfowler Sigmund Alberghetti.
I think we've seen... Is that the one we've seen in the museum?
Yeah. Two further guns, minions, and three swivel guns were subsequently found in all remarkable condition. Other important finds include a merchant's seal, an earthenware fire pot, a bronze steelyard, weight, and mink porcelain. These artefacts, including two cannons, are on display in the Town Museum, together with more information.
And you can actually go in and put your hands on them. You can touch, for anyone who can't see, you can actually, if they're not behind cases or anything, you can actually touch the cannon and everything to see how big it is and things like that. There's lots of things you can touch and get hold of.
At present, significant parts of the ship remain on the seabed, buried under the sand. In 1995, the television programme Time Team featured the wreck site. Under the Protection of Wrecks 73, it is illegal to dive within this area or to conduct any activity such as fishing that would damage you.
Right.
What?
So get your snorkel on.
Yeah. And just a point of interest, we've realised, stupidly, that when they say 623 metres or whatever it was, that's from the start of the trail. So each one, it's not telling you how far it was from the previous one, it's telling you how far it was from the start of the trail, but it doesn't make that clear. But yeah, we've just realised that. So we'll move on to number nine.
Okay, number nine. Mr. Brunel was a driving force behind... This one's a bit sort of...
What, it's a bit worn?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just do best.
Mr. Brunel was a driving force behind the South Devon Railway, with the first train arriving in Teignmouth in May 1846.
Yeah, because the train tracks, for anyone who doesn't go along the coast, don't they? Dawlish, Teignmouth, Dawlish, Warren. Rob?
From Exeter, it goes down the estuary, the River Ex estuary, to Starcross, then coming out onto Channel, Dawlish, Warren, Dawlish, Teignmouth, and then it goes up the River Tyne estuary to Newton Abbot.
Yeah, because it's a lovely run in, isn't it, when you're coming into Dawlish or Teignmouth, you're going along the coast, lovely views. Anyway, we shall see you at number 10 for the last one. Okay, finally number 10.
Spray Point has a picnic area for people to spend time and enjoy the scenery. There are wonderful views of Red Rock in Dawlish Warren to the left and Hope's Nose in Torquay to the right.
Got it?
Yeah.
There's actually a sign here as well, a Teignmouth sign, but all the letters are 3D and like in the ground, they're on the ground, stood up.
Yeah, how? They're built into a wall.
Oh, are they? Right, okay. So how high would you say they are?
Five foot
letters. So yeah, so that's it. That's the end of our activity trail. Hope you enjoyed it, and that's our final audio mo for July. So if you've listened to any of our audio mo's, thanks for listening to our silliness, and thanks to Ernie for the idea of audio mo. It's been a challenge,
that's a train.
And that's a train to end on.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Bye bye.